me. Welcome to the Ryback Show. I'm your host, the big guy, Ryback. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everyone had a great weekend. We are back for another rendition of the Ryback Show. We are live on Ryback TV, guys, here where you guys can put your super chats in. Greatly appreciated on any of your questions. Health, fitness, supplementation, sports, pro wrestling, and anything and everything in between. We are live on IG, the Big Guy Ryback 22 today as well. We are live on X at Twitter, video, and X Spaces, where you guys can call in the People's Podcast here at Ryback. You've guys got questions. You've got concerns. I want to hear what's on your mind. X Spaces at Ryback. Follow me. You'll see the audio version of the show on X Spaces going. You just go right on in there. You hit the little request button that you want to come on, and I could bring you guys in as the show is going on. This show is available on all podcast platforms very shortly after the live is over, guys. I greatly appreciate you guys subscribing on there. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. This show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and among fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors for all people, men and women. He, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. Right now, Rybackers, you can save 20% all Ryback merch and the best supplements on the planet. Discount code HOLIDAY, HOLIDAY20, HOLIDAY20. You also get a free bottle of my GTS high-powered sleep aid, guys. Five-star rated, free, $34.99 value, and a free Feed Me More Nutrition beanie with all orders. On top of that, 20% off of discount code HOLIDAY20, HOLIDAY20, FeedMeMore.com. Give me a follow over on TikTok as well, guys, at Ryback. I am now at Ryback, no longer the big guy Ryback 22. They have secured me the at Ryback account. I am at Ryback on TikTok, 3.7 million followers, thanks to you guys. And join me daily for my live battles and live streams as I am a live streamer over on TikTok daily, guys, at Ryback. Join in on the battling. I highly suggest you guys look into the game. It is completely, could be life-changing for many of you. Go over onto TikTok at Ryback for the live battles daily over there. All righty then. Good to see everybody here, guys. We got the IG stream going today, so appreciate everybody joining in on IG as well. We're gonna be taking your calls here on X Spaces as soon as we hopefully we get the show rolling on there. We got to see the account, how everything's going. I haven't been keeping up to date too much on X on a lot of things, but been very busy. A lot going on. Life is amazing over here in Rybackville. But let's get to your questions. Let's see what you guys what's going on this week. Finn, thank you for the super chat. Says, hey, big guy, Aaron Rift from No DQ said, you're welcome to join for a discussion. Would love to see you there. Feed Me More. I have no idea what that is or any, I guess, thank you. And no thank you. I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. But thank you. I have no idea why would I want to go talk to anybody on any of that stuff. Let's see here, guys. Happy holidays to all of you guys as well. Thank you very much, guys. Taking a look at some of your super chats. Tyler Sugar in the house. Sweet Sugar Sugar. Good to see you, buddy. Appreciate all the love over here, guys. Let's see what we got going on this week. I'm a little concerned on the X, the account. I could say I'm very concerned right now. We're going to give it a little bit of time and we're going to see how it does, because we should definitely have a higher amount than we have for this. And we'll see if the people, as it gets going, we'll see what happens. We've got our buddy Jeff, Primitive TV. We're going to go ahead and bring him on to start off this week's show, see what's on Jeff's mind. Jeff, welcome back to the Ryback Show. Happy Monday.
Yeah, man, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. How you been?
Life is beautiful, buddy. Life is beautiful. Busy, happy, working hard, doing great. So how about yourself?
Yeah, man, it's doing good. I'm just getting ready to do a bunch of Christmas shopping and spend some time with family. And I always love this time of the year. You know, it's just, and it's beautiful outside too. I'm glad I don't live out east.
Yeah, no, it's a little cooler in Vegas. It's still nice out there. I'm still wearing the sleeveless hoodies everywhere. It's not too cold. Nighttime gets a little cooler, but nothing too crazy, at least not yet. But it's my favorite time of the year as well.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, hey, I just wanted to, I follow a lot of your workout stuff, and you know, it's really interesting because, man, I'll tell you, like, since you've been telling folks to get into the gym, you know, that gave me a lot of motivation. And like, I decided, hey, I need to, instead of just doing my regular trail running routine, like I need to get my ass in the gym and start working on every aspect of my body. So, you know, it's so weird, man. It's like the little bit of gains that you get, it's just, they seem to take forever. And it's like, it's not like you can go and expect massive results in 2 months, even three. It's so weird, but I wanted to get your thoughts. Like when did you, when you first started going, you know, younger Ryback, and like, how long did it take you to really bulk up and get where you're at now?
Well, I mean, I started working out at like 11, 12 years old, even before that, probably a little bit, was very sure. active. So it just comes down to the one, genetics, and two, the amount of food that you're consuming, the amount of energy and the quality of the energy you're consuming, along with actually having a very solid game plan as far as your training, as far as trying to increase your strength, each workout to some degree. And again, this is all with quality form as much as possible, but it really comes down to nutrition and the amount of energy you're putting in your body. And in order to grow, you got to have a surplus of calories in your diet. And so especially you got to be willing to put on a little bit of body fat throughout, not saying being unhealthy or anything, but you can't be super lean if you're trying to gain significant mass, especially very early on. Your body fat will go up at times, but it's good to, like, you do 4, 5, 6 months, and then you do a cut after that, and you lose some of the body fat. And it's honestly just recycling it back and forth over and over and over for many years. Oftentimes, so nothing in life, you know, worth having is really, really that easy, which is why most people can't do things. Is then a lot of people too, they can't do this consistently over time, and then they turn to steroids, and like that can then, some people can get results quicker on that, but they can't sustain that as well because they can't handle being off of them, which then come up with a whole other host of side effects and problems and everything along the lines with that. So it's essentially, though, it is a lifetime commitment of just consistently trying to get better. But also the I think for me, the biggest thing is the top priority has to be health. And if you're doing it for health reasons and how you feel mentally, that will allow you to stay consistent with it, because results physically don't always come, you know, they're not always there.
Yeah. It's so weird. It's like, I don't know, before I went to the gym, you know, I was pretty lean, and I still am pretty lean. I'm not like obese or anything, or even overweight, but oh man, like after the gym, it kicks your ass so hard. It feels like I can just wipe out the left side of the refrigerator in one sitting. And being able to control that hunger, man, it's so hard, you know?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've had period, I don't deal with that anymore. I don't have that. And I know I have had it in the past at different times. I think it's just, you got to get acclimated to your body to pushing out that much energy per day. And again, it comes down to having a balanced diet of knowing what you're going to eat every day and sticking to that, you know, whether it, you know, you have your post-workout meal or post-workout shake, and then you've got your meals timed out where you don't have to be precise every day with it, but you want to know if you're going to eat 4 or 5 meals a day, you want to kind of try to stay consistent with that.
Yeah.
And I think that plays a big role in, like, you just know that you got to, it just comes down to how bad you want the desired goal that you have with the training, with what you're trying to do. And then you'll stay on track more often than not, but it's, you got to be motivated to want to do it. And you got to just know, okay, I can't just go, if I'm going to go train for 2 hours or whatever, it's going to be 2.5 hours, 3, whatever, an hour and a half. And, you know, I can't just go and, you know, go buy a big bag of bags of candy and Doritos, and that's gonna kind of, there's yeah, that's not healthy, and it's not gonna work to your advantage.
No, and I like the calories that I take in, it's pretty healthy stuff, you know, clean organic food. And then, you know, you and I and Shawnee have talked, and I do a lot of wild foraging, so I like to mix it up with different wild edible and medicinal plants. And it's really interesting. And then, you know, in November, I ended up whacking an elk. So I got my freezer full of elk, and man,
oh, nice.
Yeah, dude, it's such a different kind of protein. And like the difference in how your mood is and like how your physical attributes are from wild meat compared to store, even grass fed beef, like wild meat, I feel like it just nourishes you so much better. And it's a different level of like energy that you feel throughout that animal's body. It's so incredible, man. It's interesting. And,
I agree.
You know, there's a lot of people I know that are overweight and obese, and like, you know, they're doing that Ozempic thing, and it's crazy. Like, some of my family's on that, and I don't know. I don't know if that's good for folks or bad for folks. But the results are there. Like, people dropping 50, 60 pounds within 2 months. It's crazy.
Yeah. Somebody said it in the chat, and I agree. And it's, we live in a very high processed food era, and it's the less amount of processed food that we consume, the better. You know, even me, like, I got to go today. I got to go do my Ryback TV cheat meal. I'm getting to a point where I'm kind of like saying, fuck it. Like, I'm getting kind of over it, because I know it, like, I'm not going to do anything crazy. I'm going to go get a couple of the Burger King new, these burger melts that they have. And I'll do, but nice. I know it's shit. I know it's not good for me. I just know I don't do it all. You know, like, JoJo knows, she's like, you only do it, you know, for your little video every week. And like, I eat clean all my other meals. Very clean, a lot of vegetables and fruits throughout the day, and you know, in the clean proteins, so in the plant-based shake. And but it's just kind of like, we want to limit the amount of processed food that we're eating overall. And I think when people and do that, and the more, and again, it's this, we hear it all from the beginning, the more balanced your diet is, and I'm not excluding any food groups, and try to, I think having a balanced diet and keeping your macronutrients in line for what your desired goals are from a physical standpoint, we're gonna look and feel better and have a better quality of life overall. So
and just the mental health aspect of it alone, like, food, it really does impact your mental health. And yeah, man, it's always good talking to you about that stuff. And you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, for all the freaking haters out there,
we don't even need to acknowledge them on here.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Let's just keep the show going. If I go off on, let's just keep it.
Yeah.
We don't even need to. It's just, everything's good, brother. Everything's good.
Cool. Yeah. And it's good to see you happy. And, you know, JoJo in your life, man, that's freaking awesome, man. I'm proud of you, Ryback.
Thank you, buddy. Oh, yeah. She's the grand prize for dealing with all the bullshit. So.
For sure, brother. Well, I'll let you get going. It's good catching up with you. You guys have a great Christmas, and always, always good hearing from you, my man.
You too, Jeff. I'll see you next week, buddy.
Take care, man.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Jeff Primitive. Sometimes, too, we can go off on the negative things, and like, It's just even the less amount of attention we give it overall, the better. And I'll go on my rants occasionally when I need to get it out, but I try to control it as much as possible. We had a new, is this Dick Flair? This looks like a new caller here. Dick Flair, this should be good. Welcome Dick Flair to the Ryback Show. Dick Flair, how's it hanging? You got to turn on the speaker, the bottom left.
Jesus. We're not here to knock anyone. No, but I was beat up and I was torn up, and then John Cena got hurt. And they were like, oh, well, how do you feel about this guy? You know, I mean, he's...
All right. Dick Flair, quality recording from Dick Flair there. Thank you, Dick, for calling in. Glad you got that mute button figured out there. Congratulations on that. Have a great, great life. Kate the Great. Let's see if we get Kate the Great on this week. Kate's first time calling into the show. Well, second. First in it, we didn't get her on.
Hey.
Kate, how's it going?
Good. How are you, Ryback?
I'm well. Just doing our weekly Ryback show for the week.
Yeah, I was excited to see it on. So I had a question.
Okay.
So the WWE is giving wrestlers the week of Christmas off, which I know is something you had talked about in the past, always having to miss like holidays and stuff, and that being a big quality of life issue for the wrestlers. Do you think this is a sign that some of that quality is changing in the company and going in the right direction, or is this just a...
No, they've done what they're doing. They've done before.
Okay.
So what's happening is the dirt sheet media is trying to make Hunter look good and Vince look bad, and actually nothing has changed. Okay. They do this. They're still working all the Christmas shows where you got to leave. Like, a lot of times guys have to fly out on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So, like, you tell me, like, that depends on where they're at in their travel schedule, but, like, they're literally working the shows. I don't know what – do you know what the schedule is for the Christmas tour? Are they – wrestling on the 25th, or is it starting on the 26th?
All I know is that they were doing the all of the Friday Night SmackDowns and Monday Night Raws are all pre-recorded this year.
Yeah, we had done that in the past as well. My first year in 2012, we did that where we did double tapings for the Christmas, and then we had like that week. You have like that. You still do your shows, and then you might end up with like 4 or 5 days off, something like that. And then oftentimes, though, the guys would fly out Christmas. You'd have to fly out Christmas Day or the Christmas, the day after the 26th, first thing in the morning. So that's not changed. Sometimes it would just, some years it was worse where they would add shows in or do things where they didn't do the double tapings. So you ended up having a very short amount of time off. And like, I can just tell you with that, it's not the problem is it's all nonstop. Everybody is burnt out. Everybody is miserable. Even if you're off for 5 days, it ain't shit.
Right.
Because you really can't de-stress. You can't let yourself, you can't just relax fully. You've got to have your bags packed. You got to be doing all your things. And, you know, you might be able to have a little bit of a short window, but it's just not, you're beat up, you're hurt. You're constantly just, it's all the BS. You're getting calls, you're doing media. You're not off with it. So it's like, but what's happening is the wrestling media, and Hunter is a smart guy, and he feeds all this stuff out too. They'll feed out the things to try to make Hunter look better in ways to try to make it look like it's a better work environment when it's not a better work environment. It's never going to be under the current system. So,
okay.
And that's the truth. And I'm telling you that all the guys, you could just look at all the people. I don't care if they have buses. They all look aged. They're all tired all the time. They all look, you know, Punk looked like shit the other day on TV. Out there, and like, I'm just, that's, he always did though, but he looks like he just fucking woke up out of bed and went into the ring. Like, whether it's just because you're just constantly tired and miserable, and like, I don't know. So that's the truth from being there in that environment. And that, it's, you can give the guys 3 weeks off, it's still never going to be enough because it's just it's nonstop. There's no off season. It's a miserable life.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of curious about that because I know that was something you had talked about before. Do they add like a bunch of house shows around Christmas? Is that
yeah. What it is? So they take advantage of everybody being all the right, like people having time off and being with their families. And so they add the shows because they can make more money on those shows are usually one of their biggest gates of the year for live events domestically. From everything that I have understood and understand, especially when there. So they book out the big cities. You'll usually see the live events are usually in the bigger markets. Most of the time, the Chicago's, the LA's, the New York's, the MSG shows, like they will do that run on those Christmas shows usually because that's where they make the most money of the year and families go. And yeah, they've done it forever under Vince. So.
Okay. That makes sense.
There was even a time, I remember one year, we lost days off for Thanksgiving because Michael Hayes decided to book Kansas City and he decided to book live events to try to look good for Vince to make money during Thanksgiving. Remember we didn't get to stay home and everybody was fucking miserable with it. And these guys, those guys were all home and everything. It's just what it is on them. But I wish that it's a tough life of that. No off season, you know. WrestleMania, absolutely. The WrestleMania party, you know, and everybody, you know, that's supposed to technically be like the end of the storylines and beginning into the new storylines. And, you know, that night at the after party, you can't even have a good time because you got to be up early, ready to go for Raw.
Right.
It's people don't understand it's and just because things were done a certain way because Vince wanted to whore everybody out and make as much money and keep as much money as possible doesn't make it right. And just because other wrestling organizations kind of copy that model, even if they give guys less days a week of working, they're still just never giving anybody time off. And you get ran into the ground constantly just having to perform and travel and like try to be your best week in, week out to be on TV with no off season. That's why you just see guys burn out and fall off or have health issues because they don't even have time to keep up with their health. And you just saw Kenny Omega, diverticulitis, like just stuff. Your body's just constantly getting just ground into the ground and the constant stress and pressure of performing and in the social media age of all the nonstop, you know, bitching and moaning from people. It doesn't matter who you are. Every talent is getting constantly bombarded with love and hate. Like with it, and it's a fucking wild life.
Oh, I'm sure, and it's the only like sport that doesn't have an off season.
Yeah, like, anything. It makes no sense, and people don't want to have that conversation and see. They're like, well, that's the way that it's been. Yeah, and everyone keeps dying early. When is enough going to be enough? It's people don't want to look in the mirror and wake up. And people look at me. I love wrestling more than anything. I think it's the greatest thing in the world. I also think the industry is complete shit. On it. And I think I'll never fucking ever go back full time. And I say, I think, and I mean, I know that I'll never subject myself. You can't pay me enough to go back to that lifestyle with the quality of life that I have right now. After knowing it was like, I would love to go back and tell stories and do it. I'll never be a fucking victim to the business ever again. Cause the business doesn't give a shit about anybody. The fans don't really ultimately give a shit about anybody. And as far as like the grand scheme, you gotta get what you can and get out. And Kurt Hennig said it best. He was like, get in to get out. And those old school guys had the right mentality because they knew what it did to you and stuff. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Thanks for answering for me. I appreciate it. I'll let someone else have a turn.
Kate, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. And I'll see you tonight on our TikTok battles.
Yep. I'll see you tonight.
All right, Kate. Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Kate the Great. Who the hell's ringing my doorbell? I can guarantee you it's an Amazon driver. I can tell you that much. Let me take a look here. Sophie acting like she's a Doberman pincher and going to defend me. Somebody says Piper called his early death before it happened. Yeah, it drains you emotionally. And a lot of guys, too, can't recover from that lifestyle on the road of living on the road nonstop in the hotel rooms. And the emptiness. I tell JoJo all the time, I was just like, I go, it was a fucking empty life. I go, I remember, you know, I told her, I go, I remember being in hotel rooms and remember looking at six-figure checks hitting my bank and being absolutely fucking miserable. My body was fucking broken down and just, you're just fucking alone and empty, worrying about all the bullshit and like just constantly bombarded with bullshit. And like, it's like the wrestling is the best part of it, and interacting with good people is a good part of it. But there's so many negatives, and you're constantly under stress. The airports, dealing with people at the airports, the travel, flying constantly, delays, just fucking lost baggage, whatever, all the shit that comes with it that people don't realize what it takes to perform, and going 4 or 5 nights a week most of the time. It was just, even just imagine doing that, even 2 days a week, 3 days a week, the travel alone, a 2 or 3 day, like even the AEW guys, they're on the road fucking all the time still. Because you got the way the TV schedules are all spaced apart, and you're doing TV, you know, you got to fly out Tuesday for a Wednesday night Dynamite. You know, if you got to go do, if you're on the Saturday show, even though not everyone's doing all that, or you got a pay-per-view, you have a short week and you're flying right back out to go to a pay-per-view on week. It's like, it's a hectic fucking life, even just doing it every week. And people don't realize, like, these guys, the men and women that do it are the most talented people in the world. And I'm not, so this is, I'm speaking that the industry needs a change overall for the better. And you just got to look at everyone who's died, all of them, everyone dies young almost. Very rarely do you see pro wrestlers live a long, long life, long, healthy life at that. And two, a lot of the old timers are afraid to speak up because they're afraid that they're going to get blackballed, or they're afraid that people are going to turn on them, and they're afraid of their quote unquote fucking bullshit legacy. None of this shit. Nobody's going to give a fuck about any of this in 100 years. What people are going to remember are the people that fucking stand up for the truth and for the right thing when they realize how fucked up everything was and how people got taken advantage of. And we've seen it in the past, and for things to evolve and get better, you have to speak up and raise awareness. And then eventually the general public and people, and they go, fuck. Yeah, that is fucked up. And more people finally get the courage to speak up, but it just takes one. You got to have the courage to do it. And that's where I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm doing it from all the bullshit and everything that happened. And I really think it's for the better. So everybody, Benoit, he knew how fucked up it all was. And it eats you alive. Everyone there, I see, even if you think you guys, these people, even if you think that they're fucking living the best life ever, and even if they're making fucking a few million dollars a year, the few that are, they're fucking miserable. They're not truly, they're either drinking fucking hard on their off time, they're smoking hard on their off time, or they're just fucking constantly stressed. And you can see it in the aging of them. A lot of the fucking guys, by the way, are dying their fucking beards in their 30s. This is another, you know why? That's from being constantly fucking stressed and sleep deprived on it. I see it. I know all the guys I can fucking see all the ones doing it. They're in their 30s fucking dying their fucking beards. With it. And that's not saying that doesn't happen genetically to people, but it speeds up that process, living that lifestyle and being stressed. A lot of them, that's all that they, you know, they love the business, and they're kind of, they're at the mercy of the promoters with that. That's why Brock, I tell you, Brock is the fucking greatest. Brock knows how fucked up the business is. Brock fucking walked out like a man. Brock went and did other things. And then Brock went back and fucking went in on his own fucking terms. And doesn't let the business fucking destroy his life. And you can tell him every interview he does, and I've seen it with Austin, these guys, he doesn't give a fuck about anything because he knows how fucked up the business is. That's why I respect him more than anybody with everything that he's done, because he fucking does things his way. He doesn't need the fucking business. He goes, he gets what he gets out of it, and he leaves with it. And that's how it should be until it changes. Otherwise, you're just a bitch to the business. All of everybody, I don't care how, they're all a bitch to the business with it, so... Rock is a genius as well. Yep. Rock got out, distanced himself from the business and made a name and had major success, and then comes back and uses it to his advantage when he needs it. Another prime example. Do you think pro wrestling will replace humans with robots in the near future? Brother, if wrestling's replacing humans with robots, we've got a lot more important concerns than that, because if you think that's going to be like step one, that's probably going to be near the end as far as like we're going to like robots by that point will have taken over everything to where they're just doing fucking side missions. Now, like, fuck, let's just take over wrestling too. I can assure you that's not going to be one of the robots' fucking main goals. The AI is like, we must take over pro wrestling. That's like fucking at the end of like, after they're fucking taking over the world. And then they're like, oh, cool, let's also fucking take over pro wrestling. Impossible at that point. But if they're taking over wrestling, they've taken over baseball, football, basketball, and we're just pretty much just fucking slaves. Fucking doing OnlyFans and TikTok battles and fucking just fucking little side quests, you know, living off of government funded fucking, you know, whatever the wealth distribution little system is at that point to keep humans as slaves. I don't know. I will tell you this, though, TikTok battles are fucking, I say that jokingly, TikTok battles. If you guys are not on there, the top earners making over $300,000 per month, I will not be sharing my information on that because I don't believe that's a good thing to do. I can tell you it's a lot, though. And it's growing. It's growing every week. And my little sweet Ecuadorian JoJo sees those checks and she just goes, it's fucking outstanding. She's like, unbelievable what you've been able to do in such a short period of time with it. And it's and it feeds into my business, my supplement sales. TikTok's one of my number one source for traffic for organic sales for the supplements as well, promoting it all throughout. People don't understand like that kind of stuff, but like essentially though, jobs, where I'm getting at with that is our jobs are going to be taken away. And that's why it's good to like, you know, to learn to do have different revenue streams through different things that rely on like your skill set of entertaining and being entertaining. Or if you're hot, like people have to go on OnlyFans. Hey, whatever people are doing, they have to do with that. But that is the future. AI is going to be taking over jobs more and more. And we're already seeing it happen. And if you think it's not just, you don't think that the big money makers are not just going to keep there rather than dealing with, you know, look how fucking pathetic humans are. I wouldn't want to deal with fucking humans. I would rather have fucking pay a few million into a fucking AI system where I'm not going to have to pay health insurance and fucking time off and petty bullshit excuses and this and that, right, with it, and just have a fucking AI fucking labor workforce with it. If you don't think all the big corporations, that's where they're going to go, they're already taken care of with it. So it's like you want to make sure, that's why I tell people, you want as many revenue streams as possible just to make sure that you're financially stable during any period with it, right? Pandemic destroyed fucking so many businesses with that, with it. The if you could supplement your income, if business isn't as good on one thing, but business is booming on one of your other revenue streams, it balances out. And so many people with a limited mindset don't understand this with it. Who the fuck cares if you've got, you know, 6 revenue streams, 8 revenue streams, 10 revenue streams, and 9 of them are fucking dead or fucking super slow, but one is through the roof. Does it matter? Does it matter if your average fucking monthly income is a fucking 100K or 80K and it's still fucking that because of the fucking one booming and then things balance out over time? No, it doesn't fucking matter. It's important to have multiple revenue streams no matter what you're doing in life, whether it's through investments, rental properties, fucking stocks, you know, the Airbnbs, fucking social media content with that, your main hustle, your main job business, whether you're working for somebody or working for yourself, right? You want as many as possible. All right, let me see. Did I miss a super chat here? Thank you for the sly tender. C87 says, feed me more. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Try to get some new callers on the show here. Terrence, welcome to the Ryback Show. What's on your mind? Still connected to Terrence here.
Hello?
Hello, how's it going?
Good. Hello, Ryback.
Hey, Terrence, what's on your mind today?
This is Frank. I'm calling from South Africa. Just to ask you a quick question. Because a while ago you spoke about you had injury in your back injury. So how did you ever actually overcome that injury? How long did it actually take you to overcome this injury?
I needed a 5-disc fusion, which was from the botched ankle surgery when I was in WWE that damaged my peroneal and superficial nerve in my leg from the doctor and I lost the function of my big toe from the nerves not regenerating into my big toe tendon. Those nerves, though, also run into your back. into your disc, into your L. Oh. I think it's your L1 and L2 or the beginning of it. And so what had happened is that nerve was so damaged that the nerves that run into my back, and I don't know the exact terminology, but they were still functioning, but not functioning at the level that they were. And so my disc started rapidly degenerating in my back, my L1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I had 5 discs all on top of each other, my low, going into that low mid back. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And in WWE, I informed them that this something was going on, and they just give you Toradol and cortisone, and it just go every day. Just like cortisone multiple times a year. And then, so I got to a point where the pain was getting so bad that I was scared to go get an MRI because I was afraid to find out how bad what was going on was going on. And I thought at the time, I didn't realize it was nerve related, but it didn't make any sense to me. And I was getting really bad muscle spasms. And so that was a big determining factor on me walking out and getting out of there so that I could get the courage to go look into what was going on. I'd had several talks with them and Hunter and them and telling them like my body wasn't right without trying to like sound like a pussy to take myself off the road. And they unfortunately were not going to take me off the road. So I just, I took myself out of that fucking environment. I ended up going, instead of getting the 5 disc fusion, it would have been career done with that many discs. It would have been impossible to come back and a life on pain pills. I chose to go the stem cell therapy route. I had 19 procedures total between my back and shoulder. Going to Medellin, Colombia, they gave me 2 very powerful treatments on both my back and shoulder. And I had treatments here in the States through my doctor, who was amazing, but he was very limited to what the United States allows for how much you could do, how many stem cells. In Colombia, they don't have those restrictions at BioAccelerator. And they regrew all 5 discs fully. And I have no back issues. And my back is as if nothing ever happened now. So.
Because you are healthy, because I've been suffering with sciatica for the last 2 weeks now. It's injured from my work. So it's not one of those fun things to have pain down your legs.
No, it's very, it's the worst pain in the world. Even slight back pain is bad back pain. And again, having a good chiropractor, there's multiple different things, ways to go about it with that. But I definitely think getting things treated early from a mechanic standpoint and finding out the root of the problem goes a long ways.
Yeah, I was injured by putting a pallet jack on my work. So now
I'm very sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Company don't worry about you. They want the money.
That's life. It's life on everything, unfortunately. Unless we work for ourselves and hold the power, and people don't realize that it's a fucked up life.
Yeah, it's your mindset. I like what your terminology is, your mindset, how you treat others, you treat and they treat you. I like what you have a terminology of telling people the right attitude, and I like what you have a good mindset.
Thank you. Back. I could tell you too, Terrence, something, and JoJo's helped me with this tremendously, is really, you know, positive affirmations that I have always I've done ever since I came across the book, The Secret. One of the most powerful things we could do, though, and I got this, just, I tell JoJo this all the time. This is probably the greatest gift that she has given me. I tell her all the time, she's given me my powers back, is holding on to our thoughts for prolonged periods of time. Oftentimes I would do affirmations and I would have such a long list of them that I would do every day. I would just say it once and just go on to the next thing, you know. So for your back, and I do this with my body, and I actually believe this is what my shoulder is healing rapidly right now, is I go for minutes at a time on single thoughts, or like something. I go, you know, for like my shoulder, every day I do affirmations telling my right shoulder, and I'm very specific. You know, my right shoulder is healing and regenerating to 100%. My right shoulder is healthy and strong. I will tell myself this over and over and over again for minutes, sometimes 5-10 minutes at a time. And people do this in different ways through meditating. I do it all throughout the day. when I'm just in my thoughts. I don't listen to music as much as I listen to, and I don't listen to audiobooks, even though I listen to them still. I sit with my thoughts, and I sit on the things that I want most out of life now, and I hold on to them, because the longer that we hold on to those thoughts, the more likely we are to believe those thoughts, and the more powerful they become. And we start to, when we start to feel it and believe it, weird things start to align in the world for us. And that's kind of the whole law of attraction. But that was one of the things I got from JoJo with one of her conversations with this guy, Tony, on TikTok when I first met her, where he was talking about we have to hold on to our positive thoughts for 30 seconds to a minute. I believe we have to hold on to them much longer than that in order for really cool things to happen on certain things. So again, for your back, every day, just kind of affirm, you know, my back is healing and getting healthy and strong. I'm living pain-free. Something in your own words. And do that just for, you know, 2-3 minutes a day to practice trying to put that into the universe and see if you can't somehow get that, try to it. You know what I mean? I really think that there's something powerful to it.
But I want to ask you one is, did you recommend training if you got a back injury? If you want to train?
Yeah, there's a lot of really good, great people to follow out there that could help with all that. It's, again, things like hip thrust, weighted hip thrust for your glutes. So they have found, and from the top people I've worked with, and I keep in my routine, is having strong glutes correlates with having a healthy, strong core and a healthy and strong back. So a lot of times people that have real bad back pain have underdeveloped glutes, but an underdeveloped butt. And so that's where doing, you know, things like, and again, not with crazy weights, but with good form, squats and learning how to recruit your glutes and properly doing squats. Weighted hip thrust are one of the best movements you could do to strengthen your glutes and your core that will help take away back pain, you know? So doing, there are specific movements that you can do that will, but the strengthening the glutes is correlated with a healthier back.
All right, Jesse. Thank you very much, Brad. Right. Great for your help. Very appreciated.
You're welcome, Terrence. You have a great day, buddy.
All right, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to get Shawnee. We're going to get you on here too, buddy. I'm just trying to get some new callers here because it has been a problem of not taking enough new calls. And hopefully TikTok, Twitter gives me a few more. Let me see here. The Row, welcome to the Ryback Show.
You can't tell me you didn't do that on purpose because...
you guys, just wait till he crashes and burns and he's caught lying again. You guys are going to realize that I'm telling the truth and this guy is a liar, and I'm not even, I cannot wait. You guys already turned on him once again with AEW, and now you guys think like everything because he goes back to WWE and you think he's desperate, and you guys are going to see that. Desperate boys do desperate things. Richard Agnew. Thank you for the sticker. Fragile fill marks have to be the lowest tier of humans on the planet, in my opinion. And I love that I can occupy space in all of your heads rent-free all the time. This person has taken considerable time to try to do this, and you just make my show better because people chuckle at it, and it's funny. We're just like, oh, man, what a loser. Nothing better to do with your life. Oh, what a great super chat that ties into this. Finn says, how long do you think Fragile Phil's run will last? Do you think he'll go over Rollins if they main event WrestleMania 40 night one? We'll have to see on everything. His karma's not over, though, I could tell you that much. I just know that from the things that he's done, he's continuing to done to people. And he went back to Shawshank, and he's playing Hell's Rules right now with it. And if you think that they're going to fucking let him just do everything and just, we'll see. I would be completely shocked if that was the case. Cause you've got guys like Rollins who have been there and everything and right. And Punk leaving and doing, it's just, I don't see them, but that is the company will do fucked up things. So I'll tell you this though, they play the chess that they play is so far out sometimes. They would do that. They would let him go over so he thinks he's in a good position to then fuck him over at a different time for where he would not see it coming. They are like that. They're the kind of company, and this is just me telling you guys, this is why I know they're the kind of company that would do that with him to then bring me back for him to work me. That's how they are. They use people to get other people back, and they'll fucking eat shit. WWE will eat shit. Vince has done this repeatedly. He'll eat shit just so he can make somebody else eat shit to then make them eat shit at a later time. It's just a constant game of eating shit over there with all of it. So, and you can fucking call me crazy all you want. I've seen it time and time again with it. So they'll figure out a way to get them eventually with it. Let me see here. I think we got some more super chats. Richard Agnew, another one. Richard, thank you. This is a really good show this week, big guy. Loyal Rybacker. Hey, brother, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. You guys are the best, man. I appreciate the support with all of you guys. And we have a solid number. We have 190 people in here live right now on Ryback TV on YouTube. Thank you. Finn, how easy is it to get laid as a WWE wrestler? And have you seen wrestlers cheat on their wife, girlfriend? So one, that's none of my fucking business and any of that. And I would never hung out with people anyways in those positions. Nor would I ever fucking discuss any of that on this or any of that. That would not serve me in any way, shape, or form. And that would be on those people if that's ever happened. How easy is it to get laid as a WWE wrestler? I don't know that fucking helps in any way, shape, or form. Not to say that it can or can't. I don't know. I guess it might. You just go fucking be one and find out. It's fucking kind of a weird question. I'm going to ask you, Finn, like, what does that benefit you, like, knowing that information regardless, though? Like, what is it? What do you, I would like you to type it out in the chat, Finn. How is that information going to serve you in your life, have a better life? Are you, like, thinking you want to be a WWE wrestler and you can't fuck? And you're, like, thinking, like, oh, man, if I become a superstar, I'll maybe get some pussy or cock. I don't know what you're into. Whatever the fuck is, I don't give a fuck. But, like, Jesus Christ. That's a fucking hell of a route to go. Just fucking better yourself and just be a decent human being and try to go meet somebody, you know? Fuck, I'm going to go fucking go be a pro wrestler so I could try to get laid. There's fucking way better ways of going about that. Yeah, that's in his head. He's just thinking, step one, become a famous wrestler. Step two, get laid. Finn just thinks that's the fucking answer to all his problems. Just become a WWE wrestler and fucking all of life's problems will just magically go away. Just fucking flashing that WWE fucking work card constantly. Just going into the bar and slapping it down on the table right next to your fucking debit card on that open tab all night. Fucking just owning all that pussy at the bar with that WWE fucking ID. Jesus Christ. I don't know, Finn. Fuck, leave it to somebody every week to ask me a goddamn fucking question like that. Yeah, let me just come on the fucking show and spill all the tea. Fucking everybody just fucking, who's doing what? Who's just fucking, oh, that really would fucking better my life, Finn. So Finn over there can fucking feel good about it. Fucking has all the fucking dirt as he's writing up his little fucking dirt sheet looking for the next fucking headline. Ryback rats out roster on fucking who's cheating. God damn. I have a feeling this is going to be the CM Punk thing again. Let me go ahead. I hope it is. Hey, Vince. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're a real person. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm good. You?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, I just had a question for you. When you go back to wrestling, what's your main goal? Like, do you want to get back to the top and be a champion, or more?
I don't give a fuck about any of that, Vince.
Help like the younger guys.
Do you think I'm going back to wrestling full time?
No, but still, you can probably be a champ some place.
Yeah, but I wouldn't share any goals. I'm interested in telling stories. I could tell you I don't care about like the championships or anything like that. It's not real. None of that determines the quality of my life with my family or the money that I have. And I can like you can. I don't think championships in pro wrestling are like championships in other things personally. Other people might have a different opinion on that. Not saying that if the right story came along and that was part of it, that couldn't be told. But like that's not like my main like focal point of going back. Like my quality of life is not going to be changed whether there's championships or not. So, and I played the role of a champion before and my life was not fucking any better for it. So it's just, they're all props. And I mean that as respectfully as possible, but that's what they are. And those decisions are determined. You could be the greatest worker, have the most over. None of that matters depending on what the company wants to do at times. So, you know, I want to come back and tell stories and elicit emotions out of human beings. I like to do that. I like to elicit emotions out of people, good or bad. You follow me?
That's good. Yes, but will you also like help the younger guys? Or
so what do you want? You want me to say you want? What are you looking forward to get out of me on here?
Just
you want me to say like, hey, I would love to come back and just fucking put over everybody. Is that like the exact terminology you're looking for? Are you a dirt sheet writer?
No, it's just to know what's your. Like your focus when you come back, is it like just
do you lose sleep at night wondering this?
No.
I'm just, so what is it like, what does it serve you to know what my goals are going back to wrestling? My goal is to tell stories and elicit emotions out of people.
Okay. That's a good,
I feel like that's a very good answer that could, a lot of different things can come out of that.
I'm not a dirt sheet writer or anything. Just wanted to know what's your goal since you've been gone for a while. So if you had any new, but I know you probably have got a lot of good ideas for storylines.
Had enough time to think of a few. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Vince. I hope you have a great day. All right. Take a sip of my fucking tea. All right. With that, we've taken our calls here. Where are we at in the show? Yeah, we could bring on the big sausage here. We've got our daily. I think we're good on calls. We took a lot of calls today. We're going to bring on Shawnee. Big Sausage.
The big boy. What's going on, baby?
How's it going? I hit my quota on the fucking new calls for the day.
Yo, don't worry. I never take it personal if you don't get me on the show.
Please don't. I got to be able to have callers. I want so I can build 100%. Callers. Because otherwise I limit, like, if people don't think I take calls, then now Twitter's still not very good today. I'm a little concerned with the Twitter numbers today on everything, but
yeah, it's just amazing to me how these fucking fragile film marks like you're trusting a guy that literally they fired him on his wedding day. And he's willing to go back because of some little scrum in AEW. This is the guy that these guys look up to. The same guys that are messaging you and me because he made a comeback. Like they got some award or something. Like that he came back. Yeah, meanwhile, he looks like shit. He can't wrestle. You know, like what is he going to do? Tell me what he's going to do. I'm so pumped up about this because you have these loser marks and not the regular wrestling fans. The marks that message me and threaten me and my family because I like you. And that is what's wrong with the fans.
You just can't. Yeah, you just got to block. There's nothing. These people, all the people, they're all, they go at everybody. It's a miserable mindset. And the best thing is just to ignore it and just have a good time.
For sure.
Because what I was telling Jeff earlier, like, we could just go all day and like just shit on them all day. Like, these people are never going to be happy.
Absolutely.
We're never going to, we're, we could, we're never going to convince them that they're the fucking problem with it. And you're so the best is just keep living your life and have a good time and thrive and have success. And, you know, it's like the same people that just say, okay, what are you doing? Get off TikTok. What are you this and that? And I'm just looking at that. I just fucking chuckle to myself. If like, if you fucking only knew, like when I read that, I'm a fucking loser for being on TikTok, and some of the world's highest earners right now are in the country are on TikTok and what we're doing and how quickly, and me working with TikTok and having conversations with them and knowing how happy they are with what I'm doing for them on that platform. I just laugh. Like if we live our lives though, trying to like appease these fucking miserable lost souls, we'll take away everything. So we'll I just think, but the best thing is just be happy and talk about good things and let them, they're going to fucking listen anyways and just make them have to listen 100%. To our happiness.
Yeah. I didn't get to talk to you. I just had to let that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I'm not where I brother JoJo sees it. I make my videos and I'm working. I tell people I'm working. Like there's my wrestling videos where I'm working and then there's my real content and I don't give a fuck about it. Like, JoJo laughs. She's just like, she's literally watched me just make content, stood there and watched me, and we just go about our day. And that these people are just losing their shit, and they think that, like, I give a flying fuck about it. I'm setting myself up for when I set myself up. And, like, Joe, like, if they think that while I'm making sweet, sweet love to my beautiful, hot Ecuadorian girlfriend, that I'm fucking worried about what they think about my life decisions, they're out of their goddamn fucking minds.
Bro, this is why I brought it up, because on TikTok the other day, you were like, would it bother you if I told you I didn't actually hate Phil?
Yeah. Newsflash, I don't actually hate him. I'm telling you guys, I don't actually hate him. But I could still keep doing what I'm doing because they're so fucking dumb. This is what I make fun of these people, dude. I literally say, tell me what you think down in the comments. Tell me what you fucking think down in the comments. And they fucking do. And, like, I'm just going about living my day. I'm not even trying to hide that I'm working them. I'm telling them that I'm working them. They think I'm so dumb, though, that I'm not working them. This is the fucking level of fucking idiocracy that we're living in.
Bro, there's a 30-minute promo for Feed Me More at the end of every video. You know what I mean? Like, come on. How fucking dumb can you be as a human being? You know what I mean? Like,
brother.
Bro, this is the people that we're fucking dealing with.
But this is what it's the same people that tell me that my retirement polls were real, that they weren't Feed Me More nutrition promotions, even though there's literal evidence of me the week that I did the first poll telling my YouTube Ryback TV what I was doing, the marketing tactic that I was using. This exists, by the way. There's footage of me on TikTok, people, on that before when I put that tweet out on if Punk returned.
Bro, I was there.
I literally admitted to what I was doing that I did not say specifically, and it was a marketing tactic. It fucking footage exists of this, but yet I'm the fucking liar, even though I told them I'm fucking with the fucking dealers up front. I got 1.8 million free views for a supplement fucking marketing deal on my supplements for free on Twitter. And I'm the fucking stupid one. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And I need to retire. I'm not even in wrestling and I haven't been in wrestling for fucking, I haven't been on TV in 7.5+ years.
Yes,
fucking enjoy it. You're going to be fucking miserable when I actually come back. You guys are still like.
I do want to know, though, who else has been this relevant without wrestling in 7 years?
I don't
think anybody.
Yeah, I don't think it's not. It's not the norm. But that, it's and not, by the way, being, not, but it being illegally, imagine if I wasn't suppressed on my social medias for all that time.
Oh, it would have been.
People don't understand. So much damage was done already, though, from it being. And I'm still able to stay relevant. That's why I said I keep winning. So even if things aren't fucking as ideal as I want them to be at the time, I go, it's still fucking going to be a win with all of it. So
for sure. Did I hear Jeff say before that he whacked an elk?
he whacked an elk and he got.
Jeff, you got to stop whacking elks over there.
did he say he whacked off? I thought he didn't whack off an elk. He whacked an elk. Yeah, if he's whacking off elks, that's a whole other. We're going to have Jeff might not be allowed back on the show.
I love you, Jeff. I'm just busting balls.
Me too.
But yeah, big guy. I just wanted to call in, say hi. You, man, you're crushing it. I love seeing you on TikTok, and I think people don't understand. That's the thing. I think people take you too serious, and they're so dumb in their heads that they can't separate the person from the gimmick. And when you are able to do that, you mark Fox, and you actually realize, it's just a gimmick, and he's shooting a promo, just like that's like saying, Kane actually was burned in a fire, and, he's actually brothers with The Undertaker.
I'm telling you right now, though, if we were to take a legit poll on Twitter on that, it would be a disturbing amount of fucking marks that believe both of those to be true.
Bro, that's the next poll. Is Undertaker
and then just retire on the third option with another Feed Me More Nutrition poll on it, and we'll see. We'll see just how much fucking believe it.
That's it, big guy. That's it. That's the next poll.
That's definitely going to be the next poll. But yeah, no. But a lot of them don't understand my sense of humor either. Where they
don't.
And they that don't is it. Completely. It's been missed from the very beginning. Whereas if you watch me and follow me, I think people have a pretty good idea that I like laughter is like a big chunk of my life. And that, I'll laugh. I'll find ways to laugh even in shit situations and whatnot. But I do think I'm pretty good at sometimes. Yeah. I am good at blurring the lines at time. I would say I will say I am.
You are very good at it. But that's our job, not yours, right? You're doing your job well, and that's supposed to be the case when you're a wrestler. We're not supposed to know whether it's real or fake or not.
Yeah,
that's our job as the fan to decide that. Right?
But I think I'm so confident in what I do though that I could we're a combination of good and bad, but I can tell the truth on different things with Punk on one thing, and then still even I put him over. How many times have you heard me put him over though over the years?
A lot.
I've done it all along, but then I can go right back into work mode and get the same people all riled up because
rip them
and fucking believe it because I believe what I'm saying. But people don't know the level of what I'm doing or what so it's.
Can you make a video and just be that all you have to say is, how much would it bother you guys if I went out to lunch with Sam?
What I got to do is this is going to be what I need to do is do an apology video one day where it's a minute long so I can monetize it, apologizing to CM Punk and all the CM Punk fans and a really heartfelt, even cry, fucking turn on the acting. Breakdown crying in the video, and then the week later just shit on him all over again and just be the most bipolar fucking back and forth and just fucking keep getting monetized in these videos.
Holy shit, bro, that would be epic.
People wouldn't, and I even footage of it, me telling you guys this right here, they would still think that I was bipolar, even though I said I'm gonna fucking do this as a test and just to see how many fucking because so many of them would fucking be like, bro, we forgive you. That was so good to see you. They would then just shit on them all over again, just shit right on their face all over again.
They would forgive you for a week. Yeah. For the Royal Rumble, do you see any do you have any prepared people in your mind that may come out? They usually bring them back, somebody,
They should bring Maven back for this year.
Yes.
Maven with his social media stuff. They should even just to do a one-off, they should bring Maven in.
That is a great idea, bro.
I would capitalize on his social media popularity. Let him come in and get a couple of eliminations and then have somebody have one of their fucking big heels whoever somebody fucking get rid of him and just do a one-off fucking appearance with him or something.
I love that, bro. And have him do the drop kick like he did to Taker in the Royal Rumble he was in, remember?
Yeah, yeah. Brother, they can easily he would get a good reaction for them. They would actually be wise to play off of his YouTube popularity. With that, just for a one-off, even, but I don't know what his relationship with them is. So,
yeah, I'm not sure either. I know that they helped him through rehab and stuff like that, though. So they must be on a pretty good You know, I'm sure they don't talk a lot, but I'm sure the last time they did, I'm sure it was with the rehab stuff.
You know? Speaking of, I should just completely fake like I got a drug and alcohol problem just to make them pay for the rehab. I'm not even just now thinking out loud on this. Fuck, that would be a great, just literally just make not in literally say on here, I don't have a problem. Never, don't even, just fucking, just to go make them pay for the fucking, and then like just go to it and like just fucking, like just buck up and do the whole rehab. But just make them just so they know they have to take that out just to know and like just joke about it every week that.
Big guy, we gotta like do let's shoot a reality show of you in a rehab, and then like the whole time they're wondering what you're in for, like what's Ryback addicted to, and then at the end, at the very last 5 seconds, you look at the camera like in the office, like Jim does, you know, and you look at the camera and you go, I'm addicted to getting these fucking marks. I'm addicted to fooling these fucking bars.
Ryback fakes drug and alcohol problem to make WWE pay for rehab. Talk about the ultimate fuck you.
Everybody's watching like, oh my God, he's a druggie. And then all of a sudden at the end, like, yeah, I'm addicted to getting more shit.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. But, all right, big guy, I'll let you go. Thank you for having me on, man.
Big sausage, good to hear from you on here, buddy, as always.
Same here, man.
All right. See you later. The big sausage, ladies and gentlemen. The big sausage with that. Let me look at the – I'm just kidding, guys. I would never do that. We do entertainment purposes only on here, guys. Entertainment purposes only. Yeah, a lot of the wrestling fans. And for the people, there is we don't really talk about him, and I'm not allowed, but I can say the for the stalker situation will be January 18th in Las Vegas, the pre-trial that will then before the actual trial begins with all of that. And I actually got the DA. I've got to have a conversation with all of them over multiple things. But all of that is being handled. He's being watched. He had an appearance just the other day via video. I was notified of all of that, and he is being watched and monitored, and until all of this is underway. So, and it's all I told everyone when it happened, and it's an unfortunate situation. But the truth always wins, and it's very real. And I look forward to getting that all behind me and moving forward, and everything being great. Super chat, Okada is leaving New Japan. How cooked are they? I don't know anything about them over there, their business operations, or the talent that they even have. I've from the beginning always told you guys that I have not watched any of that, never had. From the time growing up watching pro wrestling all the way through my pro wrestling and even till now, I don't watch the product over there. It doesn't serve me one bit. Wish them all the best. I think it's great they exist with it, but I get enough. There's enough wrestling to watch here for me personally. Let me see here. I think we have one more super chat on the show. Maybe we don't. Maybe that was. Nope, that was the Okada one was the last one on that. Let's see here. Take one more call for on X Spaces at Ryback. Guys, appreciate everybody on IG tuning into the show this week. We're going to take a question. Wrestling historian will get on for this week. Also, one of my moderators over at TikTok, bring him on for a question this week. What's on his mind to wrap up this week's show? Wrestling historian. Oh, also, guys, Fat Burner, Shell Shock will be back in the week going into before, like it's supposed to be done around the 20th or 21st or 22nd, somewhere in that range. So it will be backlisted on the website before Christmas. So please stay tuned for that. Wrestling historian, what is going on?
How much? How you doing?
I'm well, buddy. Thank you very much.
Did you find out who won that TikTok tournament?
The person, I finished number 117 for the Live Fest Regional, which for the people listening, that was TikTok's biggest tournament they've ever done. I've been on the app for 13 weeks as far as the live battles. And I'm already, we finished number 117 in the country. I made it all the way to the final round at the top 300 creators in the country. It was with millions of people to start off with this. And it got down and I finished, I was at 100 for most of the day. And then we fizzled out towards the end and I fell to 117, but very, very good placing overall. The person who won, I did not know who their account was. I know the top creators, like Jeffree Star was like number three, who's like one of the platform's top battlers and creators. And then there's a handful of other people like the Freddy Krueger guy that has helped me a lot. He finished 15th, I think. And then this kid, Austin Wilden, who's like one of the, he's the guy that makes over 300K a year on the app, or not per year, I'm sorry, per month on there. He's one of the top battlers on there and has been on it for a few years. He finished in the top 30. Or no, I'm sorry, he finished out of the top 30, I think. He fell to like 40-something. It was very tough, though. There's people that played, like, I mean, large chunks of the day. And whoever that top person was, there was recycling going on, too. And all the top people, not all of them, but most of them, what they do is they recycle where they, like, essentially give gifts to other teams during other points. And then those teams come right back, the players, and gift them back. So like a lot of people are trading coins and actually losing money doing this because TikTok takes half of the gifts on all of it, but they're making so much from other people still that, and they're concerned with the placement that's kind of what's going on. And TikTok doesn't care. I have all organic traffic, well, from fans and people where I don't have to do that. But like, I could have had, like I told people with this, I could have gave JoJo $1,000 to gift me Lions during doubles on the end of the tournament. And I probably could have got into the top 75. With it, if we would have done it during double. And I just go, I'm not going to get anything more out of placing number 75 or 117. And I treat it as a business with everything on top, you know, so that doesn't serve me. But if people at the top, that is what is going on. It's pretty well known, but if that's what they want to do, all the power to them, you know, so.
Yeah. What was that you were saying on TikTok about your PO box the other night?
No, I don't. The PO box has been, all the mail has to be picked up at the post office in the back. A lot of the post office boxes have been getting broken into repeatedly. So they're not even keeping mail in the PO boxes anymore. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. I think they need to keep that place closed outside of business hours because people are breaking in and stealing things out of PO boxes. Cause you know how the PO boxes leave the PO box side open during the closed hours, at least in Nevada, they do. And in Vegas, they do. And what people are going in there and just breaking into the boxes, like all of them. So I got it. When I go get my mail, I have to go wait in line and get it from them. They keep it in the back now.
Oh, well. Yeah, because I mailed you a copy of your book to get signed, so.
Okay, I'll have to go pick it up there, over there on that. It's I haven't been by there in a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. So I'll swing by here before Christmas.
All right, cool. All right, big guy. I guess we'll see you on TikTok later then.
All right, brother. Thank you for letting me know that. I'll make sure I get by there for you, though.
All right, man.
Take care. All right, all right. With all of that. Appreciate all of you guys. We're going to go ahead, guys. We're going to wrap up this week's show. I appreciate all the love and support from all of you guys. iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated. If you guys could subscribe. I'm a little concerned on the X Spaces numbers today. I'm not sure why the show, you know, it was, it's a little disappointing with having 1.35 million followers. And I'm not sure what's going on, but we'll see. And with all of that, but thank you guys, all the other platforms, YouTube, who've had solid numbers all day. IG, thank you for you guys tuning in. And iTunes reviews, so greatly appreciated. And check out my Feed Me More Nutrition, guys. Feedmemore.com, 20% off, discount code HOLIDAY20, HOLIDAY20 on feedmemore.com. You get a free bottle of my GTS Go to Sleep, high-powered sleep aid, and a free Feed Me More Nutrition beanie with your holiday orders right now. All the Ryback merch for men and women. We have caps, we have drinkware, workout accessories, and the best supplements on the planet. That's that, guys. I appreciate you guys. We'll be back next week for either, we might be doing a Sunday recording possibly, with Christmas. I might not be doing any content or anything on Monday for Christmas, whole day off. So the show will possibly be recorded either on Sunday or Tuesday. I'll have to look and see what will be more feasible during the week, but stay tuned for an announcement on Twitter for that X on that. And until next week, Rybackers, stay hungry. And that's the last bite. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications. For the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch, visit feedmemore.com.